The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237. One more day of our broadcast from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, and there's so much news happening here, I'm not sure I could take another day. This is day three between Energy Matters on Tuesday afternoon, and yesterday's What's on Your Mind, and today as well, a third day of our broadcast from the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And it's sort of indicative of what's happening in this industry. There's just so much happening so fast. The last 3 days have been absolutely jam-packed, and today will include an update on what the upcoming legislative session will bring for the oil and gas industry, and so we're going to get you some details on that. Also, we'll recap yesterday what happened here, and Ryan Taylor, the Democratic candidate for Ag Commission, along with Doug Goring, the Republican candidate for Ag Commission, and the incumbent, both spoke here yesterday. We're going to talk with Doug Goring. We're awaiting an answer from Ryan Taylor on whether he can join us to recap their comments. But I will tell you this, there was a comment made here yesterday by Ryan Taylor that everybody is still talking about. Ryan Taylor made the comment that he thought it was time for a social contract between the oil and gas industry and North Dakotans. And there was audible gasps in the room when that statement came forward. I have to admit, it kind of went above my head. But the more I thought about it, I thought, well, what does he mean by that? And how could that be applied? Because it's a very much a, sort of share the wealth kind of idea, and who gets to decide. So there's some connotations there that have some history that I want to spend a little time with our audience today. What do you think he means by that? I mean, I want to ask him, but I'd like to know what you think it means, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Ron Nestor, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, Blue Halsey will be here in a little bit. Blue's with Continental Resources, one of our sponsors of our broadcast today, from the North Dakota Petroleum Council event. And Blue's going to talk about how exporting crude would lower your gas prices. I'm going to repeat that. If we lift the ban on exporting crude, we would lower gas prices. Do you agree? Let's talk about that today on the program as well. And Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will also join us, and as well as John Harjou from the Energy and Environmental Research Center, another one of our fine sponsors of our broadcast this week as well. But before we get to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. We've got Kyle today on the phones. Did you know we have a new guy? We got a newbie. No, it's Tom. It's Tom. We have the musical engineers. So it's
Tom Snerdley?
Tom Snerdley is replacing Sven Snerdley, who was replaced by Shane Snerdley and, Kyle Snerdley. And so it's when you call today, say hi to Tom, and we welcome him to the controls today as well. Senator Rich Wardner just walked by, and he is on the panel today to talk about what's coming up in the legislative session. Yesterday at noon at the state capitol, he announced the second of two very bold proposals that the legislature will consider. And, Senator, it's nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning. And welcome to Dickinson.
Thank you. Your town. We're happy to be here.
Well, good. You've been here. Heard you on Tuesday. And you were here yesterday and today. You're spending a lot of time in Dickinson.
I am indeed. We were here for a What's in Your Town tour that you participated in with the Brick House Grill, and we enjoyed Dickinson a great deal. So, Senator, we were in your town yesterday while you were in Bismarck at the state capitol, and just give me the clip notes on what you announced yesterday. I know last week we talked with you about the $800 million in emergency early funding for one-time money for the oil-impacted communities, and yesterday it was about a formula change. Explain that for our audience.
All right, the money in the bill that we're proposing that we rolled out yesterday is for going forward to take care of the needs. That early money will get them caught up, but there's still going to be lots of needs out there, and they need to get these things done if we're going to continue to service the industry the way it needs to be serviced. And here's what happened. In the gross production tax, there are two streams of money. The gross production tax is a 5% tax, and the way it's been split down, 1% of the 5%, which is actually 20%, goes in one stream, and 4% of the 5% goes in another stream. The 4% of the 5% goes into the stream where the formula is. And currently, the formula is 75% state and 25% local to the political subs, the counties, the cities, the townships, and the school districts. Well, we changed that 75-25 to 40-60.
In other words, 75% the state gets and decide what they're going to send back, 25% stays in the county. You're flipping that and saying the states get 40 and the impacted communities get 60.
That is correct.
Okay. And is that forever? Is that biennium? How long would that be for?
Well, everything is biennium around here, but the consensus is let us have it for two or three bienniums, get things caught up, and then we can start ratcheting it back down.
What does Governor Jack Dalrymple think about this idea?
Well, he was not opposed to it. He was just kind of listened when I explained it to him. So I haven't talked to him since we've rolled it out, but he knew that we were going to do it.
You're the majority leader in the Senate. What does your counterpart in the House think about it?
He doesn't say anything. He just kind of looks and nods and smiles. So he didn't say no either. So I think that there are many in his caucus that are definitely on board on this.
You know, Al has spent a lot of time in the oil patch, as you have. You live here, right? Mm-hmm. Al is a Fargo legislator, but a leader like Rich on the House side. I've heard him say the formula change is a very good idea. I've heard him say that the percentages are about right. He's often said, let's deal with the money we actually have to spend, not the money that's constitutionally going to all these different places. Does it address that at all, your proposed change?
Oh, absolutely, it does. And I just want you to know that even with this formula change, the state will still have a huge share of money. We took and figured it out on our chart, our oil chart that shows the distribution of oil. And with the increase in production, the state will still have as much or more money to deal with for future strategic investments as they do now.
You had a press conference yesterday, so you might have missed this, but the North Dakota Petroleum Council Board of Directors and leadership met and overwhelmingly supported your two proposals. Were you aware of that?
No, I heard that they were going to. I didn't know that they had officially done that.
They did do it.
That's great.
And I saw a lot of reaction from oil-impacted communities who said, this is unbelievable. We really see this as a sea change, a tide's turning, whatever your term. Do you agree? I mean, is there consensus building in every corner of North Dakota about this?
Absolutely. And, you got to take care of the golden goose. You got to take care of the goose that lays the golden eggs, and I think that's what we're doing. You know, after this biennium, then we will have resources to put in other places that have needs too. And so you got to start out here where the action is.
You know, you're a conservative. Al Carlson's a conservative. Jack Dalrymple's a conservative. I'm a conservative before I'm even a Republican. And in my view, money spent at the local level is always better spent than the next level up. And I think our state does it much better than the feds do it and much better than many other states do it. But isn't this just basic conservative principles to say, let's let them decide where their needs are and not have this deal where it comes to Bismarck and then we got to send it back?
Absolutely. They know what to do and they have needs and they have demonstrated their needs to me. I mean, it's all the way from hiring people for city and county offices to roads. They have to build law enforcement centers. These are needs that they have to do. And so they've got a plan, most of them have a plan for 5 years out.
Very interesting. Very interesting. If this change happens, two very important ones, $800 million in proposed early session emergency funding for infrastructure needs, one-time spending, and the formula change, what will the difference be? What will the ultimate impact be in your view? What will it bring to the taxpayers of North Dakota that they're not currently getting?
Well, first of all, it's going to bring a lot of infrastructure update that needs to be done, not only in the oil patch, but also out of the oil patch. It's going to allow the industry to mine the oil out here in an effective way because they need infrastructure, too.
So it actually could mean more total revenue.
Absolutely.
For the state. And Niles Huska gave a great presentation to your committee a week or so ago. We spoke with him yesterday from KLJ. He's done the forecasting for the state. You really can bear that out, where there is a connection between that infrastructure and that sense of community building and these industries, this industry rather, being able to do more and more and more and more, which means, honestly, more money for every North Dakotan in the coffers.
Right, and they can do more, and the impacts will get less. As we get the pipelines in, as we get the good roads in, for example, a lot of the roads will be paved. we won't worry about dust anymore,
yeah.
Which is a real issue.
It is. Rich, thanks for your leadership on this. It's been fascinating to watch. I hope the communication is open with the governor and with the House leadership, and that everybody's on the same page on this one, because it's necessary.
Absolutely.
No time for squabbles on this one.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of work to do in the great state of North Dakota in 80 days, and I'm telling you, Republican, Democrat alike, these people work so hard, you can't believe it. I've seen it myself. All I do is cover it as a media guy, and I can't keep up. And that's in session, out of session, but knowing that, you know, we have the early session in December, and then 80 days of legislative business, January to May, you cannot believe how much needs to be done. And these things are, in my view, a no-brainer, an absolute no-brainer that ultimately needs to be fixed so we can get on to all the other business that, that we need to attend to, which is going to be a lot, isn't it, Rich?
Yeah, it is. And, Scott, I just want to thank you for your support.
Yeah, take care, Rich. Thank you. And thanks for the welcome to your fine city.
You're welcome.
A lot happening on the Western Edge in Dickinson. Senator Rich Wardner, the Majority Leader of the North Dakota Senate, he will be up on the stage today with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council will moderate that. That will be fascinating. We'll bring you a recap of that as well. What do you think of the idea? What's a social contract? Call me, tell me right now.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote Yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Where's those crickets? Todd, the radio god, 550 K-Fire, our mothership, Voice of the Northern Plains, KCGB 910 AM, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC in Dickinson, 1460 on your radio, and KTGO, Rockin' the Bakken, is what you're listening to this very radio program on now. We call What's on Your Mind. Whenever you hear the crickets, it means we have lines available for your calls. And we love to hear from you. So here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind today, Todd? Tell me what's on your mind. Probably that doctor's appointment that you were at today, I'm guessing.
What's on my mind is a nice, sunshiny day. We had so much October weather in August. It's really great that we're getting July weather in September. I'm just wondering what's wrong with my calendar now.
No, there's nothing wrong with your calendar. When we're and my, I told this to Too Tall Tom Szymanski earlier this morning. When I was chatting with him and Phil Parker, I said, hey, your job is to get this weather through October. And maybe that's why the crickets are out. Who wants to do anything other than just be outside and enjoy the weather? But, you know, bring your Walkman along. Do they even sell those anymore?
Walkman? Holy cow, are you old. You
dating get myself.
Black Oak, Arkansas 8-track tape there? Or what are we talking about?
Yeah, there you go. Well, the 45 on the LP. But what you could, the transistor radio, you could bring along your iPhone and or your Droid phone with the iHeartMedia app, where you can listen to us anywhere on the planet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right, Todd?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. We also have podcasts at whatsonyourmindradio.com and flagfamily.com. So if you missed the show, you can download. In fact, Jay Olmley, you may recognize that name if you're a University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux fan, because his brother Ross Olmley was a great running back for the Fighting Sioux back in the Roger Thomas era. And remember Shannon Burnell? Shannon Burnell was a great running back for North Dakota, and everybody thought he couldn't be replaced, and then Ross Olmley came in and did a great job. Anyway, Jay Olmley, the brother of Ross, told me yesterday the show, he said, I listened to the podcast, and I meant to listen to just a little bit of the show, of that interview you did with the sheriff up in Eddy County, Brandon Magra, and he said, I was just blown away. He said, I couldn't go to bed. I was going to listen to a little bit. He said, so like 10 to 12 midnight, he's listening to a podcast, and was asking me about it here yesterday. He actually works for the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND, and said he listened to the podcast. So that's another good way for you to listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So
we have a message from the University of North Dakota.
We do?
Yeah, it's that nickname thing again.
What did I say?
Fighting something or other.
Yeah, all right. Well,
that old nickname they used to use? Yeah.
Well, when Ross Olmley was a running back for the University of North Dakota, they were the Fighting Sioux. So
I'm allowed that. In proper context, that's good. Okay.
If I say, are you going to the Sioux Hockey Opener on October 5th?
Then you can do the buzzer. Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Then you can do the buzzer and say, no, you're going to go to the UND hockey game on October 5th.
There we go. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know about ding, ding, ding ready. I need to have one.
But I don't want to join the PC police and whitewash what was true in real history, and that was, for a lot of the years, 18 of them that I spent in Grand Forks, they were the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, and I call them what they were, and in my view, are. But I do realize, you know, you hear the games. By the way, it's a Bison game on 550 this weekend.
710.
710, okay.
Box 4, 710.
And how about the Sioux football game? Excuse me, the UND football game.
See, now, don't make me get that buzzer out.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
I hate it when they tell me, hey, he said it again.
Exactly. I know.
And
Todd gets the emails. He gets the emails. He has to call me on the carpet. I get it. That's why we have the buzzer.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. NDSU is off. Isn't it a bye week this week?
You're right. They are. Yep. They are.
But,
yep.
Yeah. And UND will be on 1130 KBMR. We just have so many sports at the same time. So.
Yeah. But, so you're always going to get the games either on 550 or 710. And, of course, they're on a number of stations across. KCJB take either of the games. I don't know if they do or not. But anyway, just you're going to find both North Dakota and NDSU on your radio dial on Saturdays for football and, of course, soon for hockey as well. Give me the crickets again, would you?
No, I put the crickets away.
Did you?
Just hang on a second, he was.
Because we don't have a lot of time.
I had to get the buzzer back out.
Just to find out what's on people's minds. And I have two burning questions. What is a social contract? What does that mean? I honestly want to know. And let me just see. I texted Ryan Taylor earlier and said,
I don't know why I had the crickets out. You got four calls waiting. That's why.
Oh, I do? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. I am. I got to refresh. I'm sorry. I'm yakking and calls are waiting, for crying out loud. Oh, I know what it is. It's this Astoria Hotel, 88-page do you agree to this before you get on the internet with us?
Oh, gosh, I hate those.
Oh, and does anybody ever read one?
That's why I carry my own USB
my apologies.
Stick, so I could just throw that in there, and I'm on, man.
My apologies. Let's get to Don in Bismarck. Sorry you've been waiting so long. We'll get to all of you quickly here. Don, what's on your mind?
I have a question regarding Measure 5. This operation would have the power to buy land. Now, they're probably going to go after the best to the bottom land and what, but anyway, would the seller have to be willing, or would this operation have the power to just haul off and buy this land? That's all I got for the question. Thanks.
It's a good question, Don, and it sounds like you want to run, so I'll just answer it quickly off air for you here, or while you're listening. But here's number one, it's a very good question. Number two, my natural instinct would be to call Steve Adair at Ducks Unlimited, one of the many outside groups that is funding 96% of this fund, to tell you how, if you vote yes on Measure 5, you're voting for Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment, which is a pig and a poke. Steve Adair of Ducks Unlimited and all the other supporters of this will not come on this program and answer questions like that. So I don't know the answer. I will ask John Godfrey. John heads up North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation and has done a lot of good work on educating folks about this. Another ag friend of mine, I'm not sure I'm supposed to say his name, so I won't, but he's in the grain game. He told me, you know how this is going to work? They're going to buy land with state taxpayers' money, and then they're going to sell land and make a ton of profit so they can buy more land. And he said, this is a bad bet. So they're, and all of it with our money. And there's a lot of reasons to vote no on Measure 5. For instance, we need more schools, roads, hospitals, law enforcement officers, and not out-of-state folks skimming $4.8 billion over 25 years off the top. But that whole land grab is one that disturbs me the absolute worst. Okay? Let's see who's waiting next longest. Bruce in Minot. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to pass on a word about a phone scam I ran into yesterday. I told the AG about it, so they know, but a lot of people probably aren't going to hear about it. Somebody calling for Publishers Clearinghouse with $2.5 million and a Mercedes and a whole bunch of BS that goes along with it.
Did you say a Mercedes?
Yeah.
I wonder if Todd Mitchell's involved in that scam. He drives one. You know.
No, I'm not giving my Mercedes away. Yeah. Nice try.
You're not. Okay, so maybe, you know. maybe it's my friends at Valley Imports. They are the Mercedes dealer for the entire region. I mean, from Sioux Falls to Winnipeg, from, you know, Billings, Montana to, you know, I forget where in Minnesota.
Somebody tells me Bruce has more to this than just a Mercedes, though.
Yeah,
that makes
it
a scam.
It sounds like a scam. You have contacted Perel Grossman's one of our favorite go-to sources here, and we could should we schedule him, Todd, maybe to find out an answer for Bruce?
Sure.
Oh, I know it's a scam. I just want to pass it on so that somebody else gets around to it or gets called.
They wanted you to pay to get this? Is that what happened?
Yeah, after about 5 minutes of pure BS, it was, you know, we're going to pay 90% of your income tax, 99% of your income tax.
One of those that, pull this like in a place, Jingle Bells. We'll check it out, Bruce. Play more of your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinman, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is 4 nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare. Everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Back at Dickinson for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, which continues through the lunch hour today in Dickinson. I want to thank our sponsors, by the way, that make this broadcast possible. They include Continental Resources. Blue Hulsey of Continental Resources will join us in just a moment to talk about lifting the ban on export of oil and what that could mean to lower your gas prices. This is an area where that we as the general public really need some education, and I look forward to getting some of that with our friend Blue Hulsey from Continental Resources. Also brought to you by our friends at Nuvera Environmental Services. Boy, I tell you, Mark Johnsrud, Terry Moe, Carrie Longy, their entire team, they are just nothing short of amazing. They really have a great team and really appreciate their sponsorship very much. Wyoming Casing Service, same deal there. Steve Halverson, Tim Gross, the entire crew. What a great North Dakota company, booming in many, many oil and gas plays around the country. Pretty extraordinary story. Marathon Oil Company. You heard yesterday from Terry Kovacevic, who's the top man here. Really appreciate their give back to the community, all the things they do. David Searle and their team are great at educating the public on all the issues on regulation. They're just a great, great team. We appreciate them very much. Neighbors Drilling. Wow, it's been fun to find out what Neighbors Drilling is doing in the way of connecting with the communities that they serve. Had a great conversation with those folks on Tuesday, and they really, really do it well. The North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties doing a lot of great work in the oil and gas counties, and will do a lot of work during the legislative session to support the efforts you heard Senator Rich Wardner talking about, Brent Logar, you have Vicky Steiner, you got a whole team of great folks there that do good work. Energy and Environmental Research Center, we're going to chat with John Haryu a little later on the program, one of the great, great experts on the oil and gas industry, Ed Stedman and the entire crew there. I mentioned Jay Olmley earlier. They're a great bunch of folks. Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association. Cal Cluin has done so much good work getting a sensible transportation corridor, Rapid City to the North Dakota-Canadian border. It is phenomenal what they're doing. You need to support their efforts, so check it out. And also to Mike and the crew at Quality Mat Company, we appreciate their sponsorship. I remember being up in Dunn Center for the North Dakota Petroleum Council Cook Fest. And it was so cool. It was in a park, but all the barbecuing took place on a quality mat. It was so darn cool. It was unbelievable. And we have other sponsors as well that have been very helpful, including our friends at Quantum Energy, working on some very innovative stabilization ideas. We appreciate them as well today on the program for bringing you this broadcast. All right, lots of calls waiting. We'll get to Blue Hulsey of Continental Resources in a moment here. Who was waiting the longest next? I think it's Cameron up in Minot. Cameron, what's on your mind? Take it away.
Yeah, three things, if I can. First of all, the fear-mongering about ballot measure 5. Actually, the governor and the agricultural commissioner and one other state official will be the ones signing off on the grants that are distributed. So if you think they're going to sell off our whole state to the Sierra Club or whatever, maybe you should vote for another governor.
All right, let's type these one at a time, if you don't mind, Cameron. Number one, can you tell me who the governor will be in 25 years? Because this obligates the state for 25 years. Can you tell me who will be on the Industrial Commission in 25 years? If you can, you're a better man than me. So I don't like giving anybody a blank check, number one. Number two, they are mandated to spend 75%. They have to spend the money. So the $4.8 billion is what you ought to worry about. They have the ability to buy land. And here's the buzzword. We don't believe the political makeup currently of the Industrial Commission will allow this. Well, I would agree that Doug Goring, Wayne Stengem, and Jack Dalrymple wouldn't do it. But what if Ryan Taylor was elected? What if, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there's three members of the Dakota Resource Council rather than just one with Ryan Taylor on the Industrial Commission? So I don't think they're boogeyman theories. I appreciate your opinion and don't mind you raising it, but that issue is dead wrong unless you know who's going to be in charge 25 years from now. Cameron, what was your second point? I don't have time for three, but I'll take your second.
Okay, the second point was the moratorium, lifting the moratorium on oil exports.
Yes.
Kevin Cramer explained it, and he said the market would be broadened, therefore prices would not go up. We recognize that as a fallacy of negative conclusion from affirmative premise.
All right. What you said escapes me, so I'll have to ponder that and maybe respond later, but you got your point in, and I appreciate the call. Dennis, where are you at? It says you're loading. I don't know where Loden is.
Lawton, North Dakota. I'm actually on my way to a meeting of the Landowners Association of North Dakota, and we're part of the coalition to work for the defeat of Measure 5.
Not a problem.
Anyway,
now I know. We have a call screener today by the name of Tom, who's from Michigan, so he doesn't really know the places we normally get. So when you call, just be kind to Tom and tell him a little bit about where you're calling from, so he can tell you it's Lawton and not Loden. But anyway, go ahead, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I was listening to you talk with Senator Warner and, about the $800 million for infrastructure, and that's a great need that the state has. And I think it's somewhat related to this Measure 5, the $150 million being spent on infrastructure. And to me, it's if we have money to spend on foolishness like this $150 million, it's a sign the state has too much money and we need to give it back to the areas that are in need for roads and schools, like you said. And another issue, I farm next to the wildlife refuge that was purchased by the North Dakota Game and Fish, and they've spent, I think, about $2.2 million on this refuge. And it is a disaster up there. This summer, the weeds were so big on there, it looked like blooming canola field out there. And it would be compared to, like having somebody in town that didn't mow their lawn next to yours. And so your property values are decreased because of the inconsiderate land care of your neighbors. So this Measure 5 needs to be defeated, and it needs to be defeated big so that the Ducks Unlimited and whoever get an idea that they'll never do this again.
Very good points, Dennis. And I happen to believe there's two very important races, one a measure and one a campaign for a political office, that are the most important issues, bar none, that the next 7 weeks everybody needs to spend a lot of time doing their own research. Do not even take my word for it. Don't take Dennis's word for it. Do your own research on two issues. One, Measure Number 5. If this wins, if Measure 5 is not defeated, we are in a world of hurt in building schools, hospitals, roads, law enforcement officers. It'll be a mess. And it's a scam, in my view. I say it's a scam for the following reason. Not that it's not in black and white what it's for and what it's against. I think it's a scam in that all this money comes out of state to try and change our Constitution, number one. Number two, it's called the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. It sounds like mom and apple pie. So you really need to do your research on Measure Number 5. I beg of you to do your own research on this, get your own facts, and all I'll tell you is we're trying to get both sides of this debate on this program, and so far the supporters will not come on. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? That we're offering airtime to say, hey, we want you to come on this program. I won't even ask the questions. We'll let the callers ask the question. Dennis in Loden just asked a great question. In Lawton, rather. I mean, so he can take questions from Dennis and all over the state of North Dakota. I'll shut up. They will not come on this program. Do you know why? This is a scam. And I'll acknowledge those are strong words, but when you call something a Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment, you ship $4.8 billion out of the state over 25 years, you are stealing from North Dakotans. And that's what this would do, which is why I'm going to vote yes on Measure 4 and a big no on Measure 5, because Measure 4 will stop this garbage from happening in the future. The other race that's extraordinarily important that please, please, please do your own research and pay attention on is the Ag Commission race. Yesterday in this room, we heard from two candidates, Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, current Republican incumbent, and the Democratic challenger, Ryan Taylor. Ryan Taylor said he wants a social contract between the oil and gas industry and North Dakotans. Now, I know he told us once in this program he voted for Barack Obama. Now I know why. Because he's of the same school of thought that we ought to spread the wealth. I don't know about you, but social contracts scare the living daylights out of me. And we're going to spend some time on that issue. Two very important races. I'm a big believer in Measure 1. I'm going to vote yes. There's obviously a very important PSC race and tax commission race. And my gosh, we got to send Congressman Kevin Cramer back to D.C. But I think those two are the biggest of the big for North Dakota voters. Dennis, appreciate the call. Ed and Minot, Adam and Bismarck, Anthony out there in Bathgate. We're going to get to all of you. But first, as promised, Blue Halsey of Continental Resources to educate us on why lifting the export on oil ban would mean lower prices at the pump. Blue, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Thanks to you and the entire Continental Resources team for sponsoring our broadcast from this event. It's been great fun.
Oh, it's a fantastic event. I've been very impressed by the staff and the hotel and everything, the amount of participants we have. It's a very, very good event for the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
And saw Jeff Hume and some of your other leadership team up here. I know Jeff's been very active on this stabilization issue. So, as always, Continental's well represented in North Dakota, aren't you?
You know, Jeff has done an outstanding job. He has worked in the industry for many, many years and understands a lot of the issues. And been working with the Bakken since it began. And really, it's a great. We have some great assets as far as people is concerned, and really it's been benefiting all of us to have them involved.
I'm not sure there's a greater friend in North Dakota on the planet Earth than Harold Hamm, the founder of Continental Resources, and I know he spends as much time in North Dakota as he does in Oklahoma, especially at hunting season. how's Harold doing?
He's doing fantastic.
He's a household name across the nation now, isn't he?
The guy has got more, is active and is out and about and paying attention every day to what's going on in the world and really cares for the state, cares for the nation. I think everything that he's doing, when we talk about policy, we talk about export issues, we talk about all the things that we're passionate about. It's for the good of the nation. It's for what's good for this state, what's good for all of us. That's what really matters.
It does, and you can see that anytime you see the passion that Harold has. I call him the Steve Jobs of oil because of the technology brain that he has. It's really extraordinary. This isn't an oil play. This is a technology play, and it should be compared to the iPhone. What's going on? Harold just has that extraordinary. He's seen ahead of the curve for a lot of years. And it's pretty fun to watch, and I know he's a household name now, just largely because he's the largest oil man, and that's been the case for now probably the best 4 or 5 years, and that's never an easy thing, but he handles it pretty well, and you wish him well for us.
You know, Scott, it's really amazing. A long time ago, he was talking about American energy independence, and that's I think one of the biggest things for your audience for when we're talking about the changes in what North Dakota oil has done, not just in North Dakota but in America, and really what that does to our trade deficit, what that does to our security, what that does to how we use armed forces, all those types of things has really changed our world. And we have to, that's that big really thought process of American energy and what it does is an amazing thing.
It is, absolutely. I want to talk about that in a way of a policy change that needs to happen that I hope our voters, our listeners, and ultimately the voters understand and comprehend. It's a tough subject to get your arms around because of a world market, but lifting the ban on oil exports would mean lower prices at the pump. We heard it from a federal official yesterday. We'll talk with Blue about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials good all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack-O-Lanks 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the Person's Candy Bars, like the Salted Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, 11 before the top of the hour. I have a question for our audience today. Actually, 2 questions. What does a social contract mean to you? And by the way, you can answer that anytime, 24/7, 855-200-1776. And you just press 1 when one of those goofy, you know, voicemail answers. We all hear those too many times a day. But you get the auto answer. You press 1. You leave your message. Simple as that. Press 2 if you want to chat with us on the air. The other question is, do you believe if the export ban on crude oil is lifted? In other words, there is this goofy law we have right now that is, you know, some has some interesting history to it that exempts Alaska, by the way. But otherwise, it says, you know, U.S. oil cannot be exported. Crude oil cannot be exported. If we lifted that ban, gas prices would go down. How do I know that? I listened to the administrator of the Energy Information Agency yesterday, say that very thing. And they're preparing a study that will prove that out. But I don't think consumers think that. And, Blue, that's what I wanted to visit a little bit about. I mean, we really have an education effort. And I've heard from a lot of our listeners. They're saying, hey, wait a minute. Why would we do that? Now we're not going to benefit from all the things that are happening in North Dakota right now. Is that wrong?
No, actually, it's understandable why people think that. And I think we have an education process that we really need to go through. And that's why we're here talking today about it, because I think it's important for people to understand the great product that you're producing here in North Dakota is a fine, world-class, some of the best oil in the world. And what happens is we've got a wonderful refining capacity, refining complex in America, and that refining complex was made before we actually knew we had all this wonderful fine oil. So we have built refining capacity that will take horrible oil and oil that doesn't have much value or doesn't have a lot of people can't do, and we take it and we build wonderful things with it. We make gasoline. We have the refining capacity. It's a wonderful thing that we have in America. Now, what happens is this light, beautiful sweet crude we're producing in North Dakota doesn't necessarily match up with that heavy refining capacity. So we have
is limited anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, it's filling up. I mean, that's the problem is we're using our
and we haven't built a refinery in America since 1976.
That's exactly. They've expanded refineries, but they are, by the way, they're exporting the gasoline. That's really the truly issue. The true issue is you're exporting gasoline right now, and you've always been able to export gasoline. The refined product is, and that's a wonderful trade issue. Refined products is one of our highest exports in America, and it's a great thing. We need to continue to do that, but the problem is we've got a mismatch, and really what we're trying to do is let the markets work.
So why is there a ban on exporting crude oil? Because what you just told me is you can send the gasoline.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference if we're sending crude oil to refineries elsewhere who are then going to say there's more supply in the market, so prices will come down at our pumps? This is crazy. Why is it in place?
It was a 1970s era. We had gas lines, and there was a fear that we were just going to export everything just because of high prices and get it out. This is a policy that is way outdated, needs to be changed.
So that was simply ignorance, right?
That's exactly. Well,
that was saying, hey, we can impact the world market. You can you?
Well, absolutely, we can. This was put into place when we had no clue what we have in America. The technology has changed so much from the 70s that now we're drilling, we're turning that bit sideways, we're able to stay in zone. The technology that has gotten us here, the horizontal drilling technology, has allowed us to change. It's a mindset change. God, that's the problem. We have to be able to look at ourselves and go, look, we're not in the same energy world we were. We're a different energy nation. We're a different energy world because of what we're doing in North Dakota.
And I heard yesterday, Adam, how do you pronounce Adam's last name?
Siminski.
Adam Siminski, who is the administrator, a federal employee of a federal agency, Energy Information Administration.
Yep.
All they do is crunch numbers. They don't do policy. They crunch numbers. And he said to this group, and he told me after, it's his belief, if this ban is lifted, gasoline prices in the United States will go down.
That's right. I mean, we have several. The Brookings Institute, IHS, you have so many of these studies that have focused on the large scale world price of oil and how that affects your price at the pump. When you put the nozzle in your car, you're paying world gas prices. But what happens is you're selling North Dakota oil at mid-continent prices, but you have East Coast refineries buying it Brent prices. So you've got a price contango really here, because you've got some refiners buying it at a low price, but they're all selling it at world price. So some are benefiting, others aren't. And really what we have to, what this Well, all we're saying is allow the product to get to the best market.
Will you be a regular guest and help educate our listeners on this?
Because I would love to.
I don't know if there's a more important topic specifically to bringing gas prices down and having a true benefit from all this incredible activity in North Dakota.
It's very important, and it's very important that your listeners understand the issue. You know, our consumers here in America are smart, and we can understand this. We just got to bring the facts to them.
Thanks, Blue.
You bet. Thank you.
Blue Halsey from Continental Resources, one of our fine sponsors here today, and we thank them all for making this broadcast possible. Speaking of sponsors, our friends at High Plains Apache wanted me to tell you they have one focus, sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction, and there's some used pull-type sprayers you can get a great deal on right now. They have some Apache used sprayers as well, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, the big 90-foot booms. Take a look at them on the website, highplainsapache.com. They have that ET Ag Center now, 50,000 parts on hand. They're in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. So if you go have lunch at Bonanza today, go see my buddies at High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott sent you. They're in Fargo, too, down in Frontier, across from the Walmart, south of Fargo. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott sent you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $29.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.